Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dark Paradise by Tammy Hoag, performed by Joyce Bean. Prologue. She could hear the dogs in the distance baying relentlessly, pursuing relentlessly as death pursues life. Death. Christ, she was going to die. The thought made her incredulous. Somehow she had never really believed this moment would come. The idea had always loitered in the back of her mind that she would somehow be able to cheat the Grim Reaper, that she would be able to deal her way out of the inevitable. She had always been a gambler. Somehow she had always managed to beat the odds. Her heart fluttered and her throat clenched at the idea that she would not beat them this time. The whole notion of her own mortality stunned her, and she wanted to stop and stare at herself as if she were having an out-of-body experience, as if this person running were someone she knew only in passing. But she couldn't stop. The sounds of the dogs drove her on. The instinct of self-preservation spurred her to keep her feet moving. She lunged up the steady grade of the mountain, tripping over exposed roots and fallen branches. Brush grabbed her clothing and clawed her bloodied face like gnarled, bony fingers. The carpet of decay on the forest floor gave way in spots as she scrambled, yanking her back precious inches instead of giving her purchase to propel herself forward. Pain seared through her as her elbow cracked against a stone half buried in the soft loam. She picked herself up, cradling the arm against her body, and ran on. Sobs of frustration and fear caught in her throat and choked her. Tears blurred what sight she had in the moon-silvered night. Her nose was broken and throbbing, forcing her to breathe through her mouth alone, and she tried to swallow the cool night air in great gulps. Her lungs were burning, as if every breath brought in a rush of acid instead of oxygen. The fire spread down her arms and legs, limbs that felt like leaden clubs as she pushed them to perform far beyond their capabilities. I should have quit smoking. A ludicrous thought. It wasn't cigarettes that was going to kill her. In an isolated corner of her mind, where a strange calm resided, she saw herself stopping and sitting down on a fallen log for a final smoke. It would have been like those nights after aerobics class, when the first thing she had done outside the gym was light up. Nothing like that first smoke after a workout. She laughed, on the verge of hysteria, then sobbed, stumbled on. The dogs were getting closer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?